Hi guys, welcome to today's meditation. This is our last one of our first week, so congratulations on making it this far. I hope that the meditations are sitting well with you and you're gaining something from it. So being that it is the end of our first week and the whole theme of this first week was impermanence, I felt like it would be most fitting to look at the work of the artist Romeo Shrestha. I'm probably saying that wrong. He is a Tibetan artist, and basically when he was about 5 years old, some monks showed up at his door and said, "You're the reincarnation of another famous Tibetan artist, and here's some art supplies, get to work." And so he has since gotten to work and has made a whole body of really amazing, intricate images that are based in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. And the image that we're going to be looking at today is a portrait of the goddess Kali. That's K-A-L-I. And she's known by some as the destroyer or the divine face of impermanence. She's considered a warrior goddess, but her battles are with demonic forces, so including maybe the parts of ourselves that are holding us back from seeing truth or coming to a place of understanding within ourselves. So although she looks quite scary and fearsome in this image, she represents something that we have to come to terms with, which is death, which is the balance in the universe. And for many of us, that can be a scary thing. And I think that's partially why she's portrayed with such intensity. So go ahead again, take one more look, absorb all the colors, all the vibrancy of this image. And then come have a seat onto your meditation cushion. Get comfortable, and we'll begin. Start by taking a few big breaths in, big breaths out. Begin to settle into your body, settle into your legs. And as we always do, just take some time here to feel what you're working with today, what you're starting with. What is your state of mind? What is your state of energy? Your breath to be very intentional and full. You are alive here in this moment. Take advantage of that by breathing with your awareness. So, in addition to meditating on this image of the goddess Kali, I want to share with you a little passage from Carlos Castaneda. "The thing to do when you're impatient is to turn to your left and ask advice from your death. An immense amount of pettiness is dropped if your death makes a gesture towards you, or if you catch a glimpse of it, or if you just have a feeling that your companion is there watching you." The thing to do when you're impatient is to turn to your left and ask advice from your death. An immense amount of pettiness is dropped if your death makes a gesture towards you, or if you catch a glimpse of it, or if you just have a feeling that your companion is there watching you. Isn't that so true? I think it's also true that when you witness the death of someone else in your life, so maybe someone you care about, or maybe just people around you that you have absolutely zero relationship to, it just serves as a reminder that none of this is permanent. You can't take anything for granted. And just like Castaneda suggests, an immense amount of pettiness is dropped. You know, suddenly that person that cut you off in traffic, it really doesn't matter, does it? Suddenly having the last word or making money or whatever it is that's stressing you out, it just falls away in the face of death. And if anything, I encourage you to see the lightness that comes with this practice. We often think about death and this goddess Kali and the destroyer as a heavy burden to bear. And when in actuality, it's quite liberating. Knowing that you really only have right now. There's no guarantees. So within that space of now, what do you want to cultivate? Do you want to cultivate compassion, joy, caring for others, caring for yourself? If this is your last moment, how do you want to spend it? That's a good way to approach every day. Have you said the things you need to say? Have you loved deeply? Whatever it is that's important to you, are you cultivating that? Because as we know, for all of us, there is the inevitable companion of death. Guaranteed. Nobody is an exception to that. As you sit here in your meditation, I encourage you to cultivate a feeling of lightness around this concept. A feeling of gratitude for what you have right now in this moment. Your breath, your health possibly. The joys in your life, your memories. Releasing any expectations of what's next, what's coming up. And be able to just sit right here with yourself as is, and all that entails. And take one breath after the next. Each exhale representing its own death, its own dying, its own passing. And each inhale being an opportunity to be more alive, be more present within yourself. Constantly feeling that balance between life and death, between suffering and enlightenment. Being able to sit with transience, being able to sit with change. So again, I want to thank you all for taking the time. Congratulations on making it through your first week. And have a lovely day.